Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I have decided that Jacoby Brissett will be our starting quarterback this season. Now, in saying that, as an organization, we're 100% behind Jacoby. There is no, you got a guy right here, you got a guy right there. We're 100% behind Jacoby. And I had an opportunity to talk to Drake. I had an opportunity to talk to Jacoby separately and also together. And I feel like we're all on the same page from an organizational perspective.
You said, you know, that you had the decision and it was your decision. What ultimately led you to Jacoby Brissett?
There are a lot of factors that led to this choice. I think, you know, the hard part is thinking in the short term and the long term at the same time. As an organization, though, we feel like Jacoby gives us our best chance to win right now. I don't want to get into hypotheticals. We can't go into the season saying, well, he's going to go X amount of weeks. Like, look, as long as Jacoby's going out there performing the way that we all have confidence in him doing, he'll be our quarterback this season.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Are you ready?
I'm not ready for this.
No, not the Jacoby Brissett era.
No,
I'm not. One word came to my mind.
What's
when
that?
When I
one
heard
word.
This.
What do you got?
Boo.
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 Stinks.
Boo.
Stinks.
Stinks.
This
stinks.
We want Drake.
We want Drake.
We want Drake.
Week two, maybe. Maybe
that's
we'll get
gonna
week
be
two.
Week two at Gillette Stadium, whether Drake's on the field or not. You're gonna hear that. You're gonna hear quite a bit of "We Want Drake," or maybe there's something more catchy. That's the first thing that popped in my mind.
No, that's good.
We want Drake.
That's only 10:01.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
well, 10:03.
Yeah,
what the hell?
I don't know. I
digital clock. You
I
can't
said
read it.
I said the time before I looked.
But yeah, that was brutal. What a whirlwind this has been. So yesterday, 1:15 press conference, we go live to it. He's like, guys, we've made a decision, but I don't have it. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I can't tell you. I got to tell the guy.
But I know.
I got to tell the fellas. And you're like, okay. And then so we finish our show, and we're looking, we're like, I guess he talks Friday. The next scheduled press conference is Friday.
That is what was scheduled.
And then out of nowhere, it's like, no. 8:30 a.m. sharp Thursday morning. And you're like, wow. This must be a quarterback announcement.
Get up. Yeah. Set the coffee timer.
Yep.
Because it's Mayo's talking early, and we're gonna get big news, and he's probably gonna talk for a while, I would imagine.
I would think a lot of Q&A. This is a big decision.
Big decision.
Yeah, huge.
We've been talking about it for months.
Months.
I mean, going back to when Drake May was drafted, Jacoby Brissett was signed. We've been talking about you would assume he'd talk about it for a while.
It's a big deal.
You may not know this if you were listening to the Greg Hill Show this morning, and it's Jones and Keefe, by the way, on WEEI. We're gonna talk to Dietrich Wise of the Patriots coming up 10 minutes from now?
Nice. Good.
So we'll get his thoughts on how he found out, the decision, is it the right call, all these things. I'm curious the inner workings with Jerod Mayo as well. So we'll do that about 10 minutes from now. If you're unfamiliar, though, you didn't catch it live on the Greg Hill Show, you didn't wake up, blinked, you might have missed it. What we played for you, that was it. That was the whole thing. That's all we said.
You could put the whole press conference in a tweet and then have like room to spend with a 1 minute analysis afterwards, and it could be in there. You don't even have to be verified. You don't have to be a pro account. That was the quickest press conference ever for the decision, for really answering a single question that has been asked off and on throughout the entire camp.
Yep.
Right? They would take different runs at it, like, how's it going now? And Mayo, one of the reasons why it was asked a lot was because Mayo's answers would often change. You know, in July, Jacoby was obviously the starter. Then a week ago, it was like, we don't have a starter.
No.
And when we do, we'll announce it. And then it was like, well, Jacoby's QB1. And you're like, wait, huh? What does that mean? Isn't QB1 starter?
Well, even today, he's like, I.
That's a pretty big sign that you and I agree on this. We don't think Jerod Mayo picked Jacoby Brissett.
No, I mean, I think I could see why he would want Jacoby Brissett, because there's some self-preservation
there. Did he get swayed into it, you think?
Maybe.
I don't think you wanted him.
He didn't look happy today. I'll acknowledge that.
Okay.
Like, I'll acknowledge that he did not look happy, and there could be a bunch of reasons why. Maybe he thought this was going to be his big announcement, and it was scooped.
Yeah.
It's your territory.
No, you can use that phrase.
But it was scooped by Schefter this morning.
Yeah.
/ Rap Sheet. Who actually had it first? They were like at basically the same exact time.
I know. We got to go back and check the actual seconds.
Yeah.
So I think it was probably similar.
We got to break that down. It was a photo finish.
Yep.
But he was supposed to talk at 8:30. We're going to get the announcements. There's no leaks. I got to talk to the team. I got to make sure I talk to all the players. Everybody's got to know. We don't want you guys to know before us. And then I heard Jelani Tavai when I was driving in this morning. It was 8 o'clock. He's like, yeah, I don't know. They had a team meeting. And probably the second that team meeting ended, Schefter, Rap Sheet both raced to hit tweet. And it was out there. Jacoby Brissett is the starter on the New England Patriots. So
I have news for you?
What's that?
Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport both tweeted Jacoby Brissett was the starter
Don't tell me down to the second.
8:10. Yeah. I'm on the computer. It only has the hour and minute that it was tweeted. Does not have the second. Both were 8:10. Meanwhile, the New England Patriots account, 8:30 for Jacoby Brissett. So the Patriots didn't know, but
yeah, the NFL Twitter account was like 8:16.
These
guys, like,
so yeah, the Patriots were the last of this. They're like, all right, here he is. Maybe they had to get an updated photo. But
you gotta see who leaned in with their torso first. That's it. I found that out in the Olympics. It's torso first. It's not the head. It's not the arms.
I watched that 100 meter like 100 times. I still don't know who.
I didn't get it.
I don't think he won. But
who leaned in with their torso? Who's Noah Lyles here?
I guess Schefter and Rapport was a tie.
So
two gold medals.
So that was weird. Like the whole thing. I agree with you. The whole thing was strange. Yesterday was strange. We're like, they're going to make the announcement. 1:15, it's Mayo. Then he's early, which was also weird, but whatever. That's a minor gripe by me. He doesn't make the announcement. Guys, I'm going to talk to the players tomorrow. No one's going to know. Totally nothing's going to leak. I'm going to talk to the players. I want them to know first before anybody else. Then this happens. Then he gets up to the podium at 8:30. Pretty prompt, I think, today.
Yeah, today was pretty sharp.
And he doesn't look thrilled.
No.
He doesn't sound thrilled.
No.
And by the way, I know a lot of you don't either. You can weigh in 617-779-7937. How do you feel about this? Do I even need to ask?
I was going to say, for an obvious kind of result, people are still really pissed.
I don't think you like it, but you can weigh in again. 617-779-7937. One of the many ways you can interact here with Jones and Keith. He didn't sound happy.
No.
So why do you think that is? Do you think it's purely about the announcement and they're going with Brissett and that's not what he wants? Or do you think it's about the mechanics of how this all came to
I
be today?
I do think maybe a little bit of both. I've never thought that he really wanted Brissett. I think that is a Elliot Wolf, Alex Van Pelt decision. I don't think he has a big say in the offense. He has sort of alluded to it. He has tried to change course recently and say that it's his decision, but he's had months to admit that it was his decision or to say that it was, and he hasn't. Like, he's the one that is saying it was like a big group was going to come together for this quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So how all of a sudden that changes and now you're the guy? Like, I really don't think that he is the
guy. Alex, myself, Elliot, and the rest of the offensive staff.
I think
our goal is to put the best.
All of them. So like 20 guys come up with who the quarterback is. I don't think it's him.
Taekwon, we were just talking about Taekwon Underwood off the air.
He's on there.
Taekwon Underwood, everybody agrees, and all of a sudden Taekwon Underwood's like, meh.
Guys,
have
we thought about Joe Milton? Like, yes, Taekwon. We thought about Joe Milton.
I know I said the whole staff, but pipe down, Taekwon.
I don't think that Mayo likes this decision. I also think, and I don't know what it is, so we can speculate on this, but yesterday, leading into today, when you had another press conference tomorrow, the national guys scooping it, which I don't think that personally, I don't think that would bother Mayo, but just all of it together reeks of a dog and pony show. Like, it's just, is how buttoned up is your organization? You became the very last team in the NFL to announce your starting quarterback. So right away, that's sort of, you get a little something for that.
You could have beat Pittsburgh, but you chose to punt on that yesterday. You chose not to make that announcement yesterday.
But you were afraid to say it yesterday because then you wanted to wait to announce it to the team. And then apparently you announced it to the team this morning, but you must have told Schefter first because those guys sent the tweet before that meeting happened and before Mayo went on. Tavai was on the morning show.
Had no idea.
He had no clue who the quarterback was going to be. And that, what time was he on? 7:40 or 8?
Yeah, it was leading into 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So by the time he got off the air, it was probably 8-ish, and didn't know.
There is a possibility, and we'll ask Dietrich Wise coming up, maybe in that 20 minutes where he got off the air and those guys tweeted it, maybe he found out then. I don't know.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It just seems like disorganized over there more than anything else. You know, we'll get into how damning it could be for Drake May and all that stuff. Like, maybe not that damning, right? Because Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, they didn't start week one. I'm sure it was a big deal in Buffalo and San Diego at the time, and then obviously those guys ended up being fine. But for the here and now, you look at it, you're saying, I don't think the coach and the offensive coordinator slash GM are in lockstep. I wonder how the players feel, considering by all accounts, the rookie won the competition. So you're going to say we have a competition, but then the winner of said competition doesn't get the job? That's very strange.
Yeah.
And then just the way it all played out these last couple of days.
So we're going to relive some of Mayo from yesterday. You heard the entirety of Mayo today. We'll do that coming up. You mentioned you want to hear from some players. Dietrich Wise of the Patriots is going to join us about 5 minutes from now. We'll get his thoughts on this whole, I mean, charade is what it feels like. Dog and pony show is what you called it. Yeah. They feel like a mess. And so I wonder if Mayo's just annoyed that he only took two questions.
Yeah.
Now, were the reporters just like, screw this, we already know, like, we came down here and so we don't have any questions for you? Or did he cut it off because he was annoyed? Did they just not want to do more than basically an announcement?
Yeah, like, why? It's very strange.
It's all very strange.
That it was that quick. That was Wiggy's take right off the rip, was that if this wasn't his decision, then it's hard to sit there and defend it for a half hour.
Right.
Like, you don't want to answer a lot of questions about how you came to the decision, because guess what? You didn't.
Well, right. And especially him.
And you don't want to admit that, and I think he's had a hard time balancing that, because I do think overall he's a very honest person, and he wants to talk like a human, unlike Bill at these press conferences.
Yep.
And so that's why he slips up and says, like, we made the decision. I mean, I made the decision, and, you know, all that stuff. Like, I don't think he really came up with it. I think you'd prefer Drake May. And where it gets interesting, too, is, does Kraft want Drake May? And if he does, at what point does he step in and override everybody? Because we can argue over who has more control, Wolf Van Pelt Mayo. The most control is obviously Kraft.
The boss.
Yes.
So I just wonder, and Billy brought this up, I wonder if Mayo is annoyed that, again, he didn't get to make his announcement. I'm guessing he's not the one that leaked the quarterback news.
He probably isn't, but I don't know. Do you think he's interested in, like, breaking news. Like, that's not his job. He's not in the scoops world like I am.
But do you think they wanted to call this whole thing, make the announcement, do it, and then be upstaged?
But you also set yourself up to fail because, or if you were really concerned about this, 1:15 yesterday, you claimed to have known the decision.
That was your
but
moment.
You weren't going to say what it was. You could have been the first to do it yesterday.
But now he doesn't look like a guy who is a player's coach. Like, he doesn't look, and I don't know if he wants to be viewed as a quote-unquote player's coach, but player-friendly in that I'm going to make sure everybody knows everything's well-communicated. This doesn't look well-communicated. It looks chaotic.
But the last preseason game, which it shouldn't even come down to,
no,
was Sunday. And then he was talking on Wednesday. And he hadn't communicated to his players yet. So was the when was the decision made, and how come you couldn't have turned that around? And like, oh, I got to watch the tape. Well, how long's the tape? Like, you're watching the second half of that game? Why? None of the guys that are playing, or none of the guys that it even comes down to are in the second half.
Brissett was like five plays.
Brissett gets stuffed into the earth and like had to get peeled off the mat. And you, I guess maybe you had to get like an X-ray for him or something.
Right.
But like that, if you drag your feet on the decision. And then you're like, well, I got to tell the team, like, all right, well, you're only going to delay things. And in this day and age, they might not know where the leak is coming from, but it's going to get out. There's so many, especially on a football team, when you have 53 players, you have a million people on the coaching staff. So many people work on these teams. Like, it could get out any variety of ways.
Oh, and it's out. So before we talk to Dietrich Weiss here shortly, what'd you make of the other, I think, noteworthy piece beyond just the announcement and beyond the, we made the decision. I made the decision.
Of course, I mean, I.
What'd you make of Jacoby Brissett as our starter this year? He said it twice.
So that, I think, is kind of more coach speak because I think, especially at that position, you can't put a date on it. And, like, that's such a horrible spot to put Jacoby Brissett in. He's our starter for 4 weeks because so many different things can happen. You don't know. Like, I feel like you could bet strongly that they won't go 4-0, but hypothetically they go 4-0. Like, something crazy happens, like, sure, something insane happens.
You don't want to back yourself into a corner.
You're like, all right, well, we said we're going to take them out now. So, no, I think that just kind of covers your bases because teams every year go into it thinking player X is my starting quarterback for the season. Like, the hope is the season, but things happen, whether it's injury or poor performance, which, you know, one or both could happen.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I understand that, and we'll take your thoughts on it all day long. 617-779-7937. You say he's our starter for now.
You can't do that.
That opens up the question of, oh, well, is he still your starter? This happened with Mac last year. Like, every single week, yeah. Bill's getting asked about it. We were asking Mac
but
about
Bill
it.
Bill would also take him out in-game all the time.
True.
So that also opened the door. So, like, Jacoby Brissett starts on Sunday and plays wire-to-wire. He'll still be asked about it. But there'll be, like, less reason for it. So, like, if we don't see Drake May, like, we saw Bailey Zappe a lot before he eventually became the starter.
It's true. We got a good look at him, which you don't need to do the yo-yo-ers of the quarterback.
No, I don't want that.
But I'm okay with getting a look at Drake May at some point. The Patriots have committed to a starting quarterback. Jerod Mayo kind of sort of made the announcement today. It was really Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter in a photo finish tweeting it out. So that's how we found out about the quarterback announcement.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.